Series. I'm your host, Matt Hicks, the FF Educator, joined as always by John Love, the Gridiron Scholar. This is the Ricky Pearsall Rookie Profile. John, the key with the rookie profiles, right, this whole series we're doing is, yes, it's great to hit the first round of your draft, right? It's good to hit on your second round rookie pick, but there's so much value, folks, in the third round of your rookie drafts. If you've been, you know, following the rookie big board, you know, that's when you could have gotten Kyren Williams, right, 2 years ago. That's when you could have got, like, a Puka Nacua last year, right? Even, you know, so it's important that we talk about guys like Ricky Pearsall, who may go more in the third or fourth round of your rookie drafts, who could make a big impact on your roster. So I'm excited to get into this episode. Before we do, want to give a quick shout out to everybody watching on YouTube. Please give the video a like, drop us a comment, make sure you're subscribed because there are a ton more rookie profiles to come. And as always, we appreciate everybody listening as well. Spotify continues to way outpace Apple Podcasts in those 5-star reviews. So folks, please keep it coming. We very much appreciate that 5-star review. All right, John, let's go ahead. Let's get into the wide receiver out of Florida.
Matt, you are so right about third round, fourth round value. You might have drafted Quentin Johnson last year as a dynasty owner in the first round. Not if you listen to us. But if you would acquire, drafted Tank Dell or Puka Nacua in the fourth round, then you're all right. You didn't. So these players, third round values, fourth round values are very important if you can make up for a mistake. And yes, we told you not to draft Quentin Johnson. So on to the Ricky Pearsall breakdown. I have confession. I watched too much Florida football last year. Oh. A couple reasons why. One was I'm a big Trevor Etienne fan. We'll talk about him over the summer. So I was watching him. Two, Graham Mertz. I know it might sound counterintuitive, but I was interested. How would he transition from Wisconsin to Florida? And one thing that happened, I saw Ricky Pearsall a lot because he was their best receiver. But Matt, it never dawned on me. He never jumped off the film, right? Like I never said, oh my God, Ricky Pearsall, he's amazing. But I'm open-minded, right? That's the key to this process. I put the numbers into my model late in the season. Oh, he's better than I thought. I never thought he was the most athletically gifted wide receiver. But Matt, at the combine, he smashed the drills. 4.41 in the 40, 6.64 in the three cone, 4.05 in the 20-yard shuttle, 42-inch vertical jump, 10.9 in the broad jump. Matt, I had to say to myself, he is much more athletic than my perception on film. And that's why it's important to get away from just the subjectivity of film and sometimes look at the numbers. He's 6'1", 193. Very athletic. So I had to go back to 2019. He enrolled at Arizona State. In Tempe, Arizona, he saw very limited action his first two campaigns as a Sun Devil. He kind of end up in that messy. We talked about it in the Jaden Daniels breakdown. So he's kind of in the wrong place at the wrong time as far as popping. He only caught 13 passes for 214 yards and a touchdown. Finally, as a junior in 2021, he makes an impact on the field. He has 48 receptions for 580 yards and 4 touchdowns, earning honorable mention all Pac-12. But if you look a little deeper, Matt, he had some interesting statistics. He had 11 multi-catch games, and he had 8 outings with 3-plus receptions. So something was going on at Arizona State, but because the volume, the numbers weren't there, the team completely fell apart, right? No one, I wasn't watching. Most people weren't watching. Just like Jaden Daniels, he decided to transfer and he goes to Florida. Again, we're looking at someone from the Pac-12 going to the SEC. You always have to wonder, wow, is he able to make the jump up? Well, he posted two impressive campaigns as a Gator. 98 catches for 1,626 yards and 9 scores. Last year, Pearsall led the team in receptions with 65, receiving yards with 965, and he had 41 first downs, Matt. 63% of his catches were for first downs.
Wow.
Matt, I watched more film in the last 2 weeks. He is really good on film, and he's more of an impressive athlete than I originally thought. But you've studied him. What do you say about the film study?
Yeah, you know, Ricky Pearsall was one of these guys that, you know, didn't, like you mentioned, like didn't get a lot of hype from live tape, but it is different. When you put a guy under the microscope, when you're able to really analyze them, pull them out of the context of their offense, and this year the Florida offense was not one that was very successful. Let's leave it at that. But when you put, you know, Ricky Pearsall under the microscope, there's a lot to like, and there's a lot that you can see to translate to the NFL. So let's start here by talking about his speed, because he is fast off the line of scrimmage. It's one thing to be fast, but it's another thing to be fast right off the bat, right? That's a high level of explosiveness, and he'll carry that explosiveness through his routes, which I think is really exciting when you're talking about him as a prospect. Now, he doesn't run a very, refined route tree. You're going to see in his Florida tape, it's pretty basic. He's running slants, he's running curls, and he's getting targets in the flat, you know, some drags, some outs. But for the most part, he's working the bottom of the route tree. But he's doing it well, and he's gaining separation off the snap with his speed. And then he's pairing that with really reliable hands and good ball tracking ability. He did have to show the ability to go up and get some balls off target at times, you know, catching balls from Graham Mertz this past year. In terms of, you know, his athleticism, I like the way that he moves east to west as well. And he's elusive. He's elusive in space. So he's got that to his game as well. And then you pair that all together, that speed, that shake, it leads to some pretty decent yards after contact, yak upside ability, right? Yards after catch, I should say, upside and ability. So with Ricky Pearsall, right, you have to understand the role. I think he's, you know, pigeonholed maybe is the wrong word, but he's going to play in the slot in the NFL. But he's got good size. So then you get that big slot type role. And we need to throw out the notion of the slot being bad for fantasy football. We're seeing time and time again over the last couple of years as the NFL evolves, especially if you're oversized in the slot, you can chew up that nickel defender, right? You can gain yards. You can get a high volume percentage. So touchdowns may be the problem for Ricky Pearsall. But again, we're talking about it. You know, for a guy you're going to draft in the third or fourth round, there's a ton of upside to his game. So there's a lot to like about his film. John, just like there is a lot to like about all of the resources available over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. We are talking about a super active Discord, personalized advice to help you with trades, roster overhauls, with your rookie draft picks. All right, we are talking about access to one-on-one draft consultations, get that personalized roster advice, the in-depth rookie rankings here, every player declared. We have over 70 full film profiles on all of these guys. There's so much insight. You can compare that directly to our Dynasty and Devy rankings. And perhaps best of all, this time next week, from when you're listening to this episode here, we will have volume one of the Rookie Guide live, over 100 pages of insight, all which will be updated the Sunday after the NFL draft, available over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard for as little as $5 a month, folks. And you can even get 15% off now with that annual subscription. All right, John, we talked about the film here with Ricky Pearsall. We've talked about that introduction, Arizona State to Florida, big senior campaign here. Let's talk about this model here. How does he play out in terms of your projection for NFL success?
My model says that this young man is going to be a very good slot receiver in the NFL. I believe there are two ways to look at the slot. You could go for the Tank Dell, the uber elusive, quick, right off the ball, get open within a millisecond. Now, Ricky Pearsall can do that. Or you can get the big slot receiver, Matt, 6'1", 193, line him up against the 5'10", 178-pound defensive back. So there's two ways to get production out of this. Ricky Pearsall is going to fit into the second bucket. Give me a big slot receiver. My model says he's going to be successful, Matt. 15.2 yards per catch. That's an impressive number for a so-called slot receiver. I like this hands-on film. He has a 72% catch rate. And I mentioned it before, Graham Mertz was throwing him the football. So just remember that, folks. Nice catch, very nice catch percentage. And Matt, there are some real awesome catches on film. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you saw them where you're like, I can't believe he caught that pass. So he definitely has good hands. What I like, Aerial Dominator. He was 31%. My threshold is 30. So he has proven that he could be like a 10-target wide receiver game out of the slot if you have to do it. Receiving yards per team pass attempt, Matt, I've been talking about it. It's a sticky stat. He's 2.47. I'm looking at 2.5 as my threshold. That's clearly within the margin of error. That's a pretty good stat. I already mentioned all of the combine numbers. I really like Ricky Pearsall. I think he's a bargain. He's in my top 12 wide receivers. What should fantasy fans know, Matt?
All right. Yeah, let's put it all together here and talk fantasy football value for Ricky Pearsall. You know, I do expect him to go day too late in the NFL draft. There's a ton of talented wide receivers, but we talk about it all the time. There's a little bit at the wide receiver position. Choose your flavor, right? And I think on day two, there's going to be an NFL offense that's very interested in adding Ricky Pearsall into their passing attack. And let's hope it's an explosive one because it'll be a really nice pairing if it is. Nonetheless, I think he's flying under the radar. So I'm going to put his ADP projection right now in a Superflex rookie draft, 305 to 308, right in the middle of that third round. That's kind of how we've been talking about him the whole time. And I think it's a really nice sweet spot because I haven't projected out to be a flex filler, right? Not the wide receiver one in your lineup, maybe not even the wide receiver two, but that wide receiver three, you know, you put him in one of your two flex spots. There's a lot of opportunities. And of course, you know, as injuries pile up, he could have a really successful run. So I expect on a week-to-week basis, he's a top, you know, 36-type wide receiver, but he has the ability to pop and have some bigger weeks. Look at what Josh Downs did in his rookie season, folks. I think Ricky Pearsall could have that type of production. And in the mid-third round, if that's where I can get Ricky Pearsall, I'm going to have good exposure to him, 26 to 40%. I'd be happy to add him to my roster. I think that there's a decent floor here with Ricky Pearsall, and you're going to pair that up with pretty good upside for somebody who you can get in the third round. In terms of my fantasy football value comparison, I'm going to put him at Jameson Williams. And this was an intentional value comparison for me, right? Because if you're doing a startup rookie, or not a startup rookie draft, just a startup dynasty draft, I think you're going to be drafting Ricky Pearsall, you know, a rookie with some upside here, in a similar range where you're going to be drafting Jameson Williams, who, of course, still has plenty of upside, right? But he's entering his third year. We're still not really sure what his role is in Detroit. So I wouldn't blame somebody for going in on Jameson Williams, somebody who we really liked, you know, going through the draft process. But in that same token, you could go with Ricky Pearsall, right? You could go for a fresh guy, the young guy, unproven. If he gets day two draft capital, you know, I think there's a real decision point there, and I wouldn't blame you for going either way, but I would blame you for passing up, John, on the opportunity to take advantage of all the great resources available at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. We're talking rankings, we're talking Discord, we're talking rookie guides, so much good stuff available. Folks, now is the time. The amount of people who just in the last 2 months have messaged me, you know, I finally joined. I've been listening to the rookie profiles for 3 years. I finally joined. I'm so happy to be there. Make yourself one of those people as well. patreon.com/rookiebigboard. And as always, we appreciate you checking out this rookie profile.